The story is told of a little boy who made a boat. He went off in high spirits to sail it on the water, but presently it got beyond his reach. In his distress, he appealed to a big boy for help, asking him to get it back for him. Saying nothing, the big boy picked up stones and, seemingly, threw them at the boat. The little boy thought that now he would never get his boat back, and that instead of helping him, the big boy was annoying him and trying to sink his treasured toy. But soon he noticed that instead of hitting the boat, each stone went beyond it and made a little wave, which moved the boat a little nearer to the shore. Every throw of the stones was planned, and at last the little boat was brought within reach. How happy the little boy was! Again he was in possession of his treasure. The Lord often allows seemingly bad things to happen to us, to draw us closer to Him, to keep us humble and more dependent on Him, such as what the Bible calls chastenings or spankings from the Lord. Like any good father, it hurts the Lord to see His children disobey and go astray, because He loves us, and He knows that our disobedience and wrongdoings hurt us. So He tries in love to correct us. He says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten." As the saying goes, God loves His people when He strikes them as well as when He strokes them. And those whom God loves, He takes to pieces and then puts them together again. Another reason that the Lord sometimes allows seemingly bad things to happen to us is simply to humble us and break us so that He can remake us into what He wants us to be. God makes us by breaking us. Everyone who has ever been of any real use to the Lord had to first be broken, humbled, and brought virtually to the end of themselves. Otherwise, they would be too proud and self-confident in their own fleshly talents and natural abilities, and would take the glory to themselves if God were to use them. It's strange how few broken things are useful, but God uses only broken people. God only uses that which has been humbled, broken, melted, remolded, and remade, a vessel which is marred in the hands of the potter and broken, that He may make of it a better vessel. Have Thine own way, Lord, have Thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after Thy will, while I am waiting, yielded, and still.